Among the eight kinds of deliverance, Nayana, and eight kinds of Avarana, obstruction or obstacles, Saraji had explained the first deliverance and the first obstacle. And today Saraji will continue to explain the second. The second deliverance from suffering is abhyabada, and the avarana, obstacle or obstruction, is vyabada. When one understands vyabada, one will also understand abhyabada, which is the opposite of vyabada. Vyabada means disappointment and anger. When the person encounters good objects, especially that are wholesome, then the mind is happy. When there are undesirable objects that can incite dosa, then the mind will not be happy. There will be anger, aversion, disappointment. So the mind is just opposite of happy. Because the dosa, anger, ruins the mind is ruined, there is disappointment, and to put it directly, there is anger. One feels angry. There is no patience. There will be impatience. And it will also lead to grudge. So the disappointment, anger, is vyabada. And the opposite of it is abhyabada, non-disappointment, non-anger. Even though one might come across disappointing things or things that incite dosa, but the mind is still happy. There is patience, forgiveness, willing to make sacrifices, giving up one's gains. So one should understand these two, vyabada and abhyabada, distinctly. When one comes across dissatisfactory objects, unsatisfying objects, then the mind will turn from happiness to anger. And the mind is said to be rotten. The example is given here. When there are food or other things that are fresh, but after some time, the food and these things become rotten, that they are no longer useful when they become rotten. In the same way, when the anger is intense, the person is said to have a rotten mind, and it is very bad. Abhyabada is the opposite. Abhyabado ariyana niyana, meaning that abhyabada, non-disappointment, non-anger, is the deliverance of the wise. Abhyabada is the mental factor of adosa, non-anger. Tena cha abhyabadena ariyana Niyanti, meaning that the noble person gained deliverance by Abhyabhada. The wise person gained deliverance from suffering by Abhyabhada. Vyabhado Niyana Varana, meaning that the disappointment, anger, aversion, the rottenness of the mind obstruct the deliverance. Tena cha vyabhadena na nivutata abhyabhado riyana niyana nabhajanatiti vyabhado niyana varana, meaning that when the anger obstructs, then the person does not know the deliverance. And when the anger does not obstruct, the noble person gains deliverance through Abhyabhada. When a person normally has patience, forgiveness, willing to make sacrifices, the person has adosa, non-anger as the mental factor. But here, it is not just ordinary form of adosa, it is not ordinary form of abhyabhada. When the yogi is being mindful, the khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, become amazingly strengthened, and the person discerns the nama-rupa that are arising as cause and effect. They arise and pass away. When the person gets to the stage of discerning the fast arising and passing away, sada, faith and confidence become very strong. Sati, mindfulness, become very strong. Hiri and otapa, moral shame and moral fear, gain momentum. And the person can be mindful of the object in a balanced way. And the practice has strengthened. At that stage, when the person, even if the person come across desirable objects that can incite lobha, but the person will not have raga, lust. Even though one might come across undesirable objects, unsatisfactory objects, but the mind will not have disappointment, there will not be anger. There will be adosa, non-anger. The defilements will be weakened. The mind becomes pure, clean, and beautiful. At that stage, sada, faith and confidence, sati, mindfulness, hiri, moral shame, otapa, moral fear, alobha, non-greed, adosa, non-anger, amoha, knowledge, arise, and the mind becomes beautiful. These mental states beautify the mind. These mental factors, sada, sati, hiri, otapa, alobha, adosa, and amoha, are the beautiful mental factors that beautify the mind. The vipassana, during this vipassana, there is the mental factor, adosa, non-anger, that arises associating with the vipassana mind, and it is called abhyabhada. even if one comes across bad objects, unpleasant objects, or unpleasant sensations as pain and ache, but there will not be disappointment. One does not get discouraged, but one has the ability to be mindful of the object without being disappointed or discouraged. And the person can finally attain Nibbana, realizing the Nibbana, and thus the person gains deliverance from suffering. And thus, Abhyabada is called Nayana, the way of deliverance. In the stage of discerning the fast arising and passing away of the object, the Abhyabada associating with the Vipassana mind should be developed, cultivated. By practicing Satipatthana meditation, by being mindful of every arising object with sustained mindfulness as the protection of the mind, when Sati and Samadhi, mindfulness and concentration become strong, one discerns the fast arising and passing away of the objects, and the mind is free from impurities and defilements, and the beautiful mental factors arise by leaps and bounds, and there will be sobhana cetasika, beautiful mental factors, sobhana sadharana cetasika arising, and also knowledge arises. When the person gets the taste of the Dhamma, the person also wants others to experience the same, having the Dhamma taste. And the person is free from hatred or anger, and there will be adosa, non-anger, as the mental factor. There will be patience, forgiveness, willing to make sacrifices, and one will not be taking revenge on others, even if the person is being tormented by others. There is adosa, non-anger. Even though metta and karuna, loving kindness and compassion, is not included in the beautiful mental states, but also metta and karuna become strong. The mind is free from being rotten. The mind becomes beautiful, wholesome, and one develops this wholesome mind through the practice of Satipatthana. And the mind is being free from the rottenness of dosa, anger. The mind is being free from impurities. And the person develops Vipassana Jnana, insight knowledge, stage by stage. Even at the stage of Vipassana, through the practice, one is said to be gaining deliverance from the round of suffering momentarily. And by attaining the first path knowledge, one removes the three rounds: Kilesa Vata, round of defilements; Kama Vata, round of deeds; and Vipaka Vata, round of resultants that are connecting with Apaya, lower existences. And thus, Abhyabada is called Nayana. And Saraji explains in detail, based on someone that the person sees, or based on some kind of object that one come across, or based on the practice, the person can have anger, aversion, being disappointed, discouraged. So the anger, disappointment, and discouragement are vyabhada. And one should avoid it from arising. When vyabhada arises, one does not know that the practice is the way of deliverance. If it arises, the person is not able to note it right away, and thus the person continue to be angry, dissatisfied, disappointed, and thus the person is ruining his or her practice. When vyabhada arises, one should be mindful of it right away. If there is vyabhada, the person no longer sees that the practice is the way of deliverance, and the person cannot continue the practice. This discouragement, disappointment, and anger, vyabhada, is called niyana varana, as it obstructs and hinders the deliverance. And one should avoid vyabhada from arising. However, one might come across undesirable objects, unsatisfactory things, but one should be mindful. Not being mindful, the defilements arise. Coming across desirable objects, there is anger. Coming across undesirable objects, there can be anger and aversion. One should be mindful at the moment the object arises, so that anger, aversion has no chance to arise. One should prevent this anger, dissatisfaction from arising by being mindful of the present object. And if anger arises, if disappointment arises, one should note immediately. It is the duty of the yogi. When the person thinks about a certain person, when a person thinks in his or her imagination of arguing, disputing, then there can be anger. Or when the unpleasant sensations arise, yogi tends to be angry at the unpleasant sensations. Usually, yogis want pleasant feelings to arise. When Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, becomes strong, there can be itchiness in the face, there can be pains, aches at some part of the body, and the person tend to get angry at these unpleasant sensations. And Saraji says, in that case, yogi is angry, alone, at himself, herself. And also, based on some things that the yogi sees or hears, or if the person has to eat the kind of food that he or she does not like, or when the practice is not satisfactory, when the practice does not turn out to be the way the person wants, or when the yogi is comparing himself or herself with other yogis and not be satisfied with one's own practice, then one can have this anger and dissatisfaction and being disappointed, and these are all pyabada. And when pyabada arises, one should abandon it by being mindful. It is better to prevent pyabada from arising, and if pyabada arises, one should note it right away. And after noting the anger, one should go back to the object that the person is noting with sustained mindfulness. When anger arises, one should note it, angry, and if anger does not disappear after one or two noting, the person should continue to note it, noting on it repeatedly until it disappears. And it happens that after noting the anger usually goes away. When a person who tends to get angry in coming to practice, and when the person come across unpleasant sensation, the person tend to get angry. In order to prevent anger from arising, one should be mindful of these unpleasant sensations. These unpleasant sensations arise in their own accord, but the person tend to get angry with these pains and aches. Being angry at these pains and aches, it is said that one is adding the mental pain over the physical pain, and it is worse. When pain arises, one has to note the pain so as to understand it. It is not so that one has to note it to get rid of it, but one has to be mindful of the pain in order to understand it. But if the person is noting the pain in order that the pain would disappear, then the person does not have the correct purpose. There can be anger when the pain arises, and having anger, it is said that the person is quarreling with himself or herself, and it is the way of adding the mental pain over the physical pain. So one should not have the idea that one has to note the pain in order to get rid of it. One should know that one has to note the pain in order to understand it. And one should concentrate on the pain, noting it as pain. And by noting pain, one will discern the pain distinctly. discerning the pain distinctly, there will not be perception where the pain is. There will not be perception of the location of the pain. The person is mindful of the pain and the mind that is noting it. When it happens that the person is aware of the pain and the noting mind that notes it, it will become that it is a pleasant pain, even though one is noting the pain, but the person is happy in noting the pain. So one should note the pain so that one understands it and one overcomes this stage. One should be mindful of the pain with courageous effort. When one overcomes this stage, the person builds up more courage in the practice, and the yogi can even challenge the pain. Once the yogi has overcome the stage once, the person will have courage and will no longer be afraid of the pain. When unpleasant sensations arise in the body, in order to prevent vyabhata from arising, one should note it right away, and one should be mindful of the pain. One should not be discouraged or disappointed when pain arises, and it is important to note the pain with patience and forbearance.
Tatiya neyana ne avarana twaja so era ma neyana tiya ga do aloka sanya lo kho ba de aloka sanya so da alin yaung go nalon twin mat ta chin lo adibe ya ba de taniya phin la ba shu kwe ko tin lin swa pyu bi do pi pi pin min pyu bi do mat chin lo de lo adibe ya ba de Tina Maita Saragara Avarana Tiyava Tina Maita Ga Swan Amato Tonsote Zabhavali Gulo Mimi Bhuva Go Mintin Bere Gulo Tetanjara Alom Yosoye Ti Sane Toguro Tondorate Leshi Kamu Chandari Swayama Midasu Ne Koyama Sari Sari Tuevito Dilo Lofos Senza Labisu, don't do it at all. Swa Matrebu, don't do it. Dilo Lolochi, Piamandi of Pivido Valley. Swari, Concavido, Pimandwane, Vido Valley, Jitha Kure, the Wobble, Major Kovari. Eda. A ပြင်းရအကြောင်းတွေပါပြင်းကြီးအကြောင်းတွေပါပဲတော့အဲဒါအဝရဏပဲအဲဒါလိုအခြေအနေစိုက်ပြီးဆိုလို့ရှိရင်တော့အပြင်းလောကကြီးကိုအနိုင်ယူပြီးတော့လူအစဉ်တမ်းမြင့်မြင့်နဲ့နေရတဲ့တော်ထဲမှာအဆဲခံရတတ်တယ်ဆက်စုပ်ပွဲအမူအရာဆိုတော့ပြင်းလိုက်တာဒီလိုပြင်းတဲ့လူကြီးဘယ်ကောင်းကျိုး ကောင်းစားချမ်းသာနိုင်မလဲဆိုတော့ငပြည့်မဲ့ဆိုပြီးတော့ပေါ့လေဒီလိုအဆဲခံရလောက်အဲ့လောက်ထိပြည့်သွားပါတယ်အဲ့ဒါအပြင်းနေအမှန်တကယ်ကြောက်စရာကောင်းပါတယ်သူကတော့အဲ့ဒါကတော့ဝစီရဲကိုပိတ်ဆို့တားစီတတ်တဲ့အာဝရဏတရားပေါ့လေဆရာကြီး
went on to explain the third niyana. The third niyana is aloka sanya. Aloka sanya means the keeping one's awareness or attention on light. It can also be taken as keeping the object be distinct and clear, noting the object in a way that the object is clear to the person. And Tinamita, sloth and torpor, is the avarana, hindrance or obstacle. Tinamita is the sloth and torpor, not wanting to assert effort, withdrawing and reluctant in the practice that uplifts the life of the person. The example is given here. When an earthworm come into contact with the salt, the worm will go away from the salt. In the same way, when one has to practice the meditation, the Satipatthana practice that uplifts the life of the person will be reluctant, withdrawing from the practice. The person is not willing to give up the business or family in order to come to the retreat. And whenever the person comes to think about retreat, the person becomes reluctant. Not asserting effort in the practice, withdrawing from the practice, becoming exhausted, wanting to take easy in the practice, is tinamita, laziness. And this laziness is the obstacle. Rather than having victory on laziness, but if the person is having laziness, the person is blamed and cursed by others as a lazy bone. And the others criticize the person. This person is so lazy. What kind of benefit the person will get by being lazy? Laziness is most frightening, and laziness is the hindrance or the obstacle of deliverance. It is said that aloka sanya ariyana niyana, meaning that having attention of the light, aloka sanya, the perception of the light, is the deliverance. In other way, one has to note the object, be mindful of the object, so that the object will be clear to the mind, to the noting mind. It is aloka sanya. Aloka sanyaya ariya neyanti. Dayaja aloka sanyaya ariya neyanti, meaning that the wise gain deliverance by aloka sanya. Tinamita neyana varana, sloth and torpor, is the obstacle of deliverance. When the person is lazy, wanting to take easy, not asserting effort, feeling exhausted, withdrawing from the practice, it is the hindrance, the obstacle of deliverance. Tena ca aloka sanyaya nivutata. Tena ca Because the
aloka sanya ariyana niyana nabjanati.
Aloka sanya ariyana niyana nabjanati. Because one is hindered and obstructed by laziness, the person does not know that Aloka Sanya is the deliverance. Saraji explains the Aloka Sanya. During the practice, when the person feels sleepy, one has to look at the light of the sun during the daytime, or at night, the moon or stars, or nowadays, electric light, or the light of bhavana. During the practice, the person can get sleepy. Venerable Moggallana, after attaining the first path and fruition knowledge, when the Venerable Moggallana practiced in order to attain higher knowledges, he was sleepy, and Buddha himself went to the Venerable Moggallana and asked, "Are you sleepy? Are you sleepy?" And Buddha gave 7 ways of dispelling sleepiness. When one feels sleepy in the practice, one has to redirect the attention on other object. And when one becomes sleepy, either because the person is exhausted or when tinamita overwhelms, in whatever way, the person should not be thinking it would be good to just go and take a nap. So one should not think that way. One should redirect one's attention on other object. Another thing is, one should reflect on the verses that the person can reflect. So in this way, the second way is to reflect on the verses that the person know of. And even if doesn't help, if it doesn't help, one has to recite it softly. This is the third way. The fourth way is to rub the ears and to pull the ears to rub the face. But in the text, it is just said as one should pull the ears to waken oneself. And the fifth is one should wash the face or put eye drops. It is the fifth way. And the sixth is to look at the light, the brightness, the electric light or the sunlight. And the seventh is to do walking meditation, to get up and do walking meditation. So among these 7 ways of dispelling the sleepiness, looking at the light in order to dispel sleepiness is one of them. After the Venerable Moggallana listened to the 7 ways of dispelling sleepiness given by the Buddha, Venerable Moggallana continued the practice and attained the higher knowledges very easily. Even though yogis here are not like Moggallana, but they should try their best to dispel sleepiness. Aloka Sanya is having attention of the light. Having attention of the bhavana light means no other than being mindful of the presently arising object. During the sitting, one should be mindful of rising and falling of the abdomen. With sustained mindfulness, with ardent effort. One should be active, alert, ready, and noting the object so that one will overwhelm laziness. Effort is directly, by having effort, one overwhelms laziness, and one has to apply the opposite factor, vitaka. Vitaka is the opposite factor to dispel laziness. One should aim and direct one's noting mind onto the object so that the noting mind will be direct or face-to-face with the object. Applying these two factors, effort and vitaka, aiming, directing, one will cultivate sati, mindfulness, samadhi, concentration, and the practice will progress. So one needs atapa, viriya, one needs ardent effort in noting the object. And one should have vitaka, the jhanic factor, aiming, directing the mind onto the object. Having viriya and vitaka, the bhavana light, one gains the bhavana light and the objects will become clear. But instead, if the person is practicing in an easygoing way, if the person is noting flippantly, then tinamita, sloth and torpor, will not be overcome. And in every sitting, if there is sleepiness in every sitting, then the person will not be making progress. By aloka sanya, the tinamita, sloth and torpor, will be overcome, and one will dispel laziness, and the person's practice will progress. And aloka sanya means the niyana, the deliverance, and the tinamita, sloth and torpor, laziness, is the hindrance or the obstacle. So having tinamita, sloth and torpor, one should dispel it by aloka sanya so that vipassana practice will progress and one will finally realize nibbana. Yogis have been encouraged to note rising and falling of the abdomen as well as the other objects every single second with effort, asserting effort in noting, aiming the noting mind onto the object. But some are taking easy in the practice, practicing in a flippant way, comfortably, and if they are encouraged or if they are urged to practice diligently, they do not like it. Atandito is the person who does not have laziness, but if the person is practicing in an easygoing way, the person will not be called atandito. Such kind of lazy person does not do diligently, does not work diligently for his or her own benefit. The person does not do things diligently for the benefit of others, especially in practicing meditation in order to be free from suffering. The person practices in a flippant way, being lazy, not wanting to assert effort in the practice. And this laziness is the nearest enemy which gives the most trouble. Laziness torments the person and the person does not exert effort, taking easy. Such kind of lazy person, not exerting effort in the practice, however, he or she might be practicing for 1 month, 2 months, or 1 year, but the person will not be free from suffering if the person is practicing in a lazy way. And Saraji says that some of the people cannot be encouraged or cannot be urged to practice diligently. Saraji says that the Siaros have to urge the yogis to practice diligently because it is necessary not to suppress them, but with metta and karuna, loving kindness and compassion, they are guiding the yogis so that the yogis will gain benefit. By noting the object, and when the object is very clear, when the noting is effective, there will not be sleepiness, and one dispels sleepiness, laziness, sloth, and torpor. And sleepiness, laziness will not arise when the person is able to note the object in an efficient way, that the object is very clear and precise. When that happens, the person has gained momentum in the practice, and it happens that even if the person deliberately give up the noting, but the person does not fall asleep, as the mindfulness becomes automatic, noting becomes automatic, and the person does not fall asleep. Even if the person does not fall asleep at night, as the noting becomes continuous and automatic, the person does not have to worry about the health by losing sleep. As the person's noting becomes automatic, gains momentum in the practice progresses, and a yogi can attain this stage by practicing diligently. One should be noting every arising object with aim and effort. By noting the object with aim and effort, the objects will be clear and there will be aloka sanya. Having aloka sanya, tina mita, sloth and torpor will be removed, and vipassana knowledge will arise stage by stage till one becomes sotapanna by attaining the first path and fruition knowledge. By becoming a sotapanna, by attaining path and fruition knowledge, there is deliverance from the suffering of the rounds. So today, Saraji explained the second and third Nayana and Nayana Varana. And later on, in the next weekend, on Sunday, Saraji intends to give talk for 1.5 hours. And on the days where there is interview, Saraji will give talk for 75 minutes. So now it's almost 6:30. Saraji will continue to explain tomorrow. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.